I don't know. I guess it's just a barn.
Did you ever hear the word granary or granary?
No, I've heard it. But
which way have you heard it pronounced?
The last way, granary.
Okay, and the upper part of the barn is called a...
loft.
And if you had too much hay to get it into the barn, how would you keep it outside?
In bales.
What if you didn't bale it, though? You put a pole down and made it up around the pole in a cone-shaped thing?
I don't know.
City dwellers don't really have to know all of that. Did you ever see hay covered up with something with a sliding roof and four poles?
Yep.
Okay. How about the little piles that you make in the field when you first rake up the hay? You know what they're called?
No.
All right. Where would you keep cows?
In the pasture.
And what if you wanted to give them a shelter? What would you call it?
Stable.
Okay, and where would you keep horses?
In the stable.
Right. And would there be a place outside the barn where you might milk the cows?
Cowshed, I guess.
Okay. Then how about a place to keep hogs and pigs?
Probably in the barn, I guess.
Well,
in a pen.
Pardon?
In a pen.
Okay. How about, do you know where they used to keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
In an ice box?
What if it was even before they had ice boxes?
In those cans, I don't know.
What would they do with the cans?
I don't know.
Okay.
Drink them real fast.
Yeah. How about storing potatoes and turnips in the winter to keep them from freezing? You know anything about that?
No.
Okay. What would you call a commercial farm where they raise cows just for milk and butter?
Dairy farm.
All right. And how about the place around the barn where you might let the cows, the mules, and so forth walk around?
Pasture.
Well, what if there were a smaller place that were maybe fenced in just right around the barn?
The pen.
Okay. Then you would let them out to graze in the...
pasture.
Mm-hmm. You know anything about raising cotton?
No.
Do you know what you would call it when you were you took a hole and you hoed between the rows of cotton to thin it out?
That's not the same thing as pruning. No, I wouldn't know.
Okay. And do you know what you call undesirable grass that grows up in a cotton field?
No.
Well, what about undesirable grass that grows up in your yard?
Weeds.
Any special type?
Sawgrass, ragweed.
What was that first one?
Sawgrass.
Saw, S-A-W? Mm-hmm. Never heard of that one before. Okay, cotton and corn grow in a big area. Cotton.
Field.
Okay. What about something smaller? You might say you have a watermelon.
Garden.
Well, bigger than
patch.
A large, pardon?
Patch.
Okay. Then what kinds of... We talked about fences the other day. Good. If you want to make a hen start laying, do you know what you would put in her nest to fool her?
No. A rock, maybe. No, I don't know.
All right. What are your best dishes made out of?
China.
Okay. And the thing that you might eat scrambled for breakfast is an...
egg.
And if you saw an egg made out of China, you would call it a...
China egg.
Good. All right. What sort of container would you use to carry food to the pigs?
A bucket.
Any special kind of bucket?
Slop bucket.
All right. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about... I can't remember. I asked you what you fried eggs in, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, skillet.
You said skillet. Did I ask you about the big thing out in the yard to boil clothes in?
No, I don't think
what
so.
About, well, what would you call it? Great big black thing. I think I did.
Oh, yeah, the kettle.
Okay, I remember what you said. So now that you say it again, I remember. How about a container that you would put cut flowers in the house?
A vase.
Or suppose you were growing flowers in the house. That's the...